Good morning, it's 8464CA. I love talking about some shows coming particularly to the Tanks here in town. Coming up this Thursday, you've got an opportunity to check out Pete Murray live in concert here in town. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. Now, look, I've got to admit, I'm a bit of a fan. I've had Summer at Eureka on my stereo many, many times over the years, so keen to talk about some of the old songs, but some of the new stuff as well, because seven albums over his career. He's been quite prolific and, of course, lots and lots of sales, over a million. Pete Murray, welcome to The Breakfast Show. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, mate. Thanks for having me.
You spent a bit of time in Cairns. I know a few locals that regularly like to catch up with you when you're up in this part of the world.
Yeah, I do get up there quite often. Actually, just a few years ago, I think the locals up there voted me the best live act of the year, whatever it was, which has included all the international acts too. So, man, I'm pretty chuffed to get that. And, I always make an effort to get up to Cairns as often as I can because it's always a good fun crowd to play to.
And, of course, you got the opportunity to maybe take a few days off, enjoy the reef, the rainforest. So we've got a few things going for us in this part of the world, I'd like to think.
Oh, yes, mate, it's a nice part of the world, that's for sure. At the right time of the year. So sometimes it's a bit too hot for me up there, but... At the right time of the year, mate, it's a beautiful place.
It does get a challenge when you're trying to dry yourself after a shower and you're sweating so much from drying yourself. You kind of get nowhere. Hey, look, I'm keen to talk, and I wouldn't mind going back a few years before we start talking about some of the new EPs and some of the more recent things that you've been doing. As I said, I got Summer at Eureka. Always actually been a bit of a fan. For some reason, tracks that I guess were not big hits specifically for you, more album tracks, but definitely some of my favourites, Happy Now and King Tide, two of my favourites, but I should imagine that they're ones that you regularly play at some of your gigs as well.
Yeah. Look, what I've noticed is over the years that lots of people have their own favourite albums or favourite songs, but definitely just favourite albums. And, some of Eureka, like King Tide, that's written about my first son that was born. So it's a very special song to me. And Happy Graham was a song written where I had everyone that came and visited my place, I would get them in the studio and they had to sing on that song. So there's a whole bunch of vocals at the end of that song where friends and family and the kids are all singing along. So, when it comes to singles, especially back in those days, you were looking more for radio singles and songs that would appeal to a radio audience, and they weren't those sorts of songs. But definitely fan favourites. I do like those ones. I know over in Europe, Happy Ground's a really popular song.
And, that's really interesting because, from my perspective, particularly when I've often listened to Happy Ground, it reminds me of a friend of mine that sadly died. And I remember actually talking to his wife and saying, that song from Pete Murray about, Happy Ground, and it's like, he's moved on to a happier place. So my interpretation of the song was completely different. And for some reason, when I hear King Tide, I think about, life changes, things happening. And for some reason, Darwin Harbour, because they have really big king tides in that part of the world. Okay, so I guess everyone has their own interpretation of your songs and takes away what they want, but I guess that doesn't matter to you.
No, look, I think that's the beauty of a good song. If it's not so literal and it's not straight up and down, you can have different ideas of what it means for you, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, there's a lot of good songs like that. The Police, Every Breath You Take, everyone thought that was a love song, that was about a stalker, so I think it's great when you have your own interpretation of the song and then you hear what it's actually about, it's like, wow, I had no idea that was about that. but like I said, great songs do that, and they stand the test of time, and people can have their own emotions for it and their own feeling for it.
Yeah, it's taking things on board and I guess, seeing it the way that you want to see it. It's a bit like some of my listeners, Pete, they think I'm really good looking until they meet me, but that's their interpretation.
That's not true.
I'm more than happy about that. And look, one of the things that I've loved, and I've seen it in some of your film clips, because music is just so important, particularly for primary school students, and I've seen you in classrooms, joining with the kids, encouraging them to sing. You talked about Happy Ground and family and friends and kids getting involved in that. I think that's a great thing to really involve and get kids involved in music from a really, really young age.
Yeah, it is. I mean, music's special to everyone, isn't it? So, and I think when you've got the ability to make music, to play it live, to sing, it brings a lot of joy to you. I was involved with a lady who was doing music therapy. Music therapy they use in hospitals for a lot of people who are dying, and they help them write songs, get their feelings out. It actually prolongs their life, so it gives them a real spark to get going. So music has a really powerful effect on people, and like I think if enough kids can get into it early, then, you know, it's just so much fun. I didn't pick a guitar up until I was 22. Music wasn't in my life. So it was just by chance. I had a mate who I was living with just came in my room one day and said, you know what, I'm going to go get a guitar lesson. I've always wanted to do it, you know, and I thought, oh, that sounds pretty cool. I've never thought about that. And here I am now with the music career. So at 22. So I wish I had been playing this when I was, you know, maybe 10, 12, 13, 14, you know, around those early ages where you could sort of start to really become better on the guitar and get the motor skills going. You know, when you're starting later in life, it's even a bit more challenging for you. But
yeah, sure.
It's a beautiful thing to do.
Let's talk about kids, because a little bird did tell me that they'd spotted you. I think it was at a Kmart or a Target sometime in the last couple of months, and I believe your youngest daughter was with you, and she told me she felt like wandering up and saying, can I help you, because you were struggling a little bit with your own kid. I guess that's the reality of just being a parent really these days, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got four kids now, so two older boys now. Charlie's 18 and a half, Pedro's 15, Sachi's 4.5, and Sahara's 1. So Sachi, 4.5-year-old, she gives us a little bit of grief. She's definitely, you know, challenging for us. So that's the one I would have been having some grief with. And I've got to tell you, girls and boys are very different to bring up kids.
I've got two sons, so I guess I haven't actually experienced that other side of it. But anyhow, it does sound like it's a challenge from time to time. And you've always got your teens ahead of you as well, Pete.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So, the boys are pretty crazy as teenagers, so I've heard the girls are a bit more challenging. But yeah. that's part of being, you know, a parent, and I'm looking forward to it, mate. You know, you love your kids, and kind of life, isn't it, you know?
And they change your life and have such an impact on you, and, you know, so fulfilling and so enriching in a lot of ways. We better talk about the show coming up this Thursday night. It is The Tanks here. Such a wonderful, you know, personal, intimate venue as well. Maybe the acoustics could be a little bit better. But let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that you've been doing. You've actually got a new EP out, Before I Go, and, of course, continuing to make music and make people happy.
Yeah, look, the new music's getting some amazing feedback at the moment, which is really great. And, some really great songs that I'm happy with on that EP. And there was an EP before that too called The Night. So, you know, both EPs are recorded around the same time. And I am going to put them out as an album. And the first one's called The Night, the second's called Before I Go. But together it's The Night Before I Go. So that will become an album down the track. But, yeah, look, definitely got, you know, getting some good feedback from some of the songs. And, you know, I think that's the best thing you can ever get from any, you know, fans saying, look, you know, I love this stuff just as much as we did, you know, the first album, Feeler. So, in my band that I'm playing with too, like, you've got such a great band at the moment. They're, you know, some of the best players in the country easily. They're mate, every time you play, you're just blowing people away. So it's going to be a good show. Cairns is a good, great audience to play to, and The Tanks is a great place to play at. So looking forward to getting back and, you know, Hopefully, I'm sure we will have a good crowd there, so looking forward to it.
No doubt. You can go to Ticketlink and get tickets to the show. It's coming up this Thursday night. Before I Go, this is the special Cairns show on the 4th. And, of course, I'm sure you're going to hear, you know, so beautiful opportunity, some of the ones that have been really well known throughout the years with respect to radio play, some of the more recent stuff, and maybe even might hear one of my favourites like Happy Ground and King Tide. Pete, it's been great to talk to you this morning and great to just generally talk about life.
Thanks, Murray. Yeah, well, these days playing that, I can't not play those old songs, you know, and there's such sing-along now that the crowds just get so much into it. So it's great. So
excellent.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks very much.